I use it for business because what I saw is as in the industry has evolved, social media has actually become a part of castings. And so when I signed with my new management team, that's one of the things that she had said, because I had a lot of personal stuff on my Instagram, food, just more stuff that wasn't so much directed as if a casting director came and looked at your page, they wouldn't know what you did or what you were trying to do. So branding is so important. So my manager actually told me, you need to archive half of this stuff and kind of help me tweak my Instagram so that it looked more of as a business page. So when a casting director comes, they want to cast you for a music video or a role, they can look at your page and say, oh, okay, here's a good example of him doing this role, or him shirtless, or him in an atmosphere, or you know what I mean, a lifestyle shoot. So for me, getting verified, it was huge because that just ups your stock in a sense of not an ego stroke, because I think a lot of people just want it for that, but for bookings and ultimately more money.
I agree. You hit the box of nails through the head with one hammer swing on that, Jamal. And I've been telling people, especially whether you're a client or not, Instagram has become what I feel the new identification for as an IMDb for people that work as talent in the entertainment industry.
Big facts, 100%. Yep.
And that's exactly what yours looks like. It looks like a upscale version of an IMDb. Congratulations on the Sphere.
Thank you.
Let's see. I believe you are a celebrity partner. What does that mean now of you being a celebrity partner with Sphere Magazine?
So with Sphere Magazine, that just recently happened, and basically what's happening is they launched their digital campaign. And obviously branding, it's creating brand awareness, right? So they create partnerships saying, just based on where you are in your career, but they will publish you on a regular basis if you decide to share them with your audience, which some partnerships are paid partnerships, but some like this, you find value in the simple fact that they're international. So once they start to publish their hard publications, you're in a hard publication every month, or you're in their digital campaign every month. And like I said, it all goes back to branding. So the more and more you can stay relevant and in people's eyes, especially on a national scale, the better it is for you. So for me, being one of their celebrity partners, that just means more exposure for me worldwide, as opposed to just sharing to my audience every single day, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense. And, I'm very impressed and proud of you for that. And yeah, you're just doing incredible things, especially if you're able to share. I don't know how much you can, your video. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, I can share some of it. The most recent one that I just did, that unfortunately I can't say who it is, even though I just want to blast it. But she's probably the biggest name in the industry, the A-est of all A-list women celebrities. She is in the music industry, but I was blessed and privileged to shoot a music video with her. And the best part about it was, is there were so many of my boys in the music video. So it's like getting to share that experience with so many people that I've just worked with over the years. And to get to that point, you know what I mean? It's humbling. It's just, I think when I was on set for this one, it was just more one of those wow moments. But that'll be coming out soon. But I can share, there's going to be a Lizzo music video dropping, who, if I'm explaining who I was just explaining and saying that she's bigger than Lizzo, I mean, you can only imagine. So there's going to be a Lizzo music video, which I shot with a couple of my boys, going to be coming out. And then two feature films coming out, not until next year, but I got one of my first speaking roles, and I can speak about this as well, in a movie that's going to be called Barbie with Ryan Gosling and Will Ferrell, and that's going to be huge. So I'm super pumped for that. And the opportunities, as you just stay grounded. And I think the biggest thing about this industry is patience, because so many people just, they want that big gig instantly. They want that overnight fame, or whatever your goal is in this industry, they want it fast. And what I always tell people who ask me for advice is, it's just like anything else in life. You just got to stay consistent with it day in and day out, whether it's your booking. I mean, I book background roles, I book extra roles. I've been down that route. And until you can get to the point where you're doing co-stars and you're doing principal roles, you just got to stay you know, patient and just true to your grind. And that's with anything, whether you're, you know, a food server, whether, you know what I mean, you're a skateboarder, you're an athlete, just whatever you're doing, you just got to stay consistent with it and wake up with that same passion and tenacity to go after that goal every single day.